Welcome back. We are very excited to have on our strategic partner team, Dave Runge from Tax Law Solutions. Dave and his team have been saving our listeners who are business owners a ton of money on taxes. And Dave joins us right now with an update on a business owner that he's been able to save a bunch on taxes just recently. Dave, welcome back. Tell us more. This is exciting.
Thanks, Pete. It's good to be back. Reminds me of the conversation I had recently with an owner of three Mexican restaurants in a suburb of Dallas, actually. Successful restauranteur, like many restauranteurs, working on the margin. They're a low-margin business, meaning every dollar matters. And these restaurant owners are keenly aware that really their biggest expense outside of their restaurant is taxes. What we found is that this person, this restaurant owner, was successful in earning about $300,000 from managing three restaurants. He was paying about $120,000 in taxes. So clearly, that is his biggest personal expense. We reduced his taxes by over $60,000. Actually, there's potential for him to reduce his taxes more because of restaurant owners have a variety of additional things they can do by the nature of their business to do tax planning.
So that was a 30% savings and probably going to be more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right off the bat, 30% off of his taxes, the restaurant owner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, restaurant owners or any business operates on margins that thin is particularly vulnerable to changes in the economy. And so business owners in that type of business should be particularly interested in things that allow them to protect themselves in the good times, which is when they pay taxes, and have money left over in the bad times when they need to put money back in their business. Because that's the curse, as you know, Pete, of a business owner. You get paid last. You're the one that has to keep putting money in to keep the doors open, keep the lights on.
So he has a plan now. He started with 30% savings, and he'll get reviewed. You and he get together every year to review where he's at and look for additional savings. And I know that with all the changes, and you know, we just talked recently about the CARE Act, all the changes that brought to the tax code, you got to keep an eye on this ball, don't you?
Oh, you got to keep an eye on it. And we do. We are with clients inclusive in our fees for a year, a full year. We make sure that they know how to use solutions. We make sure that they stay compliant. And at the end of the year, we look back and say, how'd we do against our initial tax savings commitment? What else can we do now? What laws have changed in the meantime that can now work to your advantage? How do we update your plan so that we take you to the next level of savings and propel you into next year with an even stronger plan? That's included in the services we provide. We're very specific as we can be. We look at last year's taxes and say, how much did you pay without our help and how much would you have paid with our help? So it's very prescriptive. Sometimes it's hard to believe that these savings are available. In fact, sometimes people are just mad that they didn't meet us about 10 years ago. So we're very prescriptive, very clear, and it's very interesting to see the looks on people's faces when we deliver on these kinds of promises.
Complimentary initial consultation. Dave Runge from Tax Law Solutions. Always great to get Dave on the program. An important part of our strategic partner team when you work with us. Dave and his team are there to help you save a bunch of money, significant money on your tax bill.